In a gray duplex on a narrow street in New Bedford, Margarita Xavier fixes a pillow on her living room couch and sits down. She tells me what she can in English.
I'm Margarita Xavier. I have 86 years old. That's it. Not too good. Broken English.
Xavier has lived by herself since her husband died 10 years ago. She's lonely, she says. But today she has a visitor, Lucy Oliveira, the senior services coordinator for the Immigrant Assistance Center in New Bedford. Oliveira comes by once or twice a month to visit and to help Xavier read her mail.
This is a letter from MassHealth explaining that certain medication is not going to be covered by them with the prescription drug coverage. So it's in English, of course, so I'm going to explain to her what it's all about. Okay, esta carta é do MassHealth.
Xavier is a fairly typical senior. She relies on visits like this one to keep her affairs in order. The visits help make getting old a little easier. She's on Medicare and receives Social Security. She bought her duplex in 1966 for just over $11,000, not long after she became a U.S. citizen. She's from Portugal.
So this one...
This
one is about the food stamp, how they're going to cut down on the food stamps because...
It's hard getting old, she says. It's isolating, and not knowing English doesn't help. The city's Council on Aging estimates that 20% of people 65 and older in New Bedford are non-native English speakers. Among them are Portuguese, like Xavier, who spent more than half her life in New Bedford. She arrived in her 30s to a community that already had a Portuguese population. And that sense of community made it easier to adjust to life in the U.S. She remembers there was a Portuguese church to attend, Portuguese food to eat, and not long after she arrived, a Portuguese library was established. New Bedford became a microcosm of Portugal. She didn't really need to know English. But now her Portuguese-speaking peers are dying, and it's leaving her isolated in her old age.
I see this all the time, so I'm used to what I see.
Oliveira sees about 150 immigrant seniors a month. Some come to the office, and many are home visits like this one. And sometimes, she says, what the clients really need is just some company.
How many Jesus I have over here?
Quite
see?
A few.
See?
Yeah, she's very devoted, yeah.
Xavier shows us around her house. There are several clocks ticking and statues and paintings of Jesus on every shelf and table. Carefully framed photographs of her family cover the walls. Her parents, her sisters, she points them out.
This is my son, my husband, and me.
Is that JFK?
Yes.
Kennedy.
And why is he on the wall?
The Kennedy, that's... I like the Kennedy very much.
She said she likes the Kennedys very much.
A large painting of John F. Kennedy has its own wall near the door to her kitchen. It was a gift, she tells me. She used to work for a family in town, doctors, she says. When the matriarch of the family died, they gave the JFK print to her. She was their housekeeper for 32 years.
A night que tem mais. Feel good. Quando eu acordo, feel good. Quando eu sonho que estou lá, toda a noite
trabalhando. The day that she wakes up comfortable, it's the night that she dreams that she's still working.
JFK was president when she and her husband emigrated to the U.S. and when they became citizens.
But the first times I come, that's so different now. Oh my God, so awful now.
People are rude, she tells us. There are fewer jobs, less people to talk with. One of Xavier's three sons lives just upstairs in her duplex. He helps her out, but he has a life of his own, too.
Everybody die. I'm alone.
She's the only one survived.
No father, no brothers, no sisters, no nobody. That's not easy.
There's one sure thing that helps her through the loneliness of getting old. Every Thursday, she shakes it off and gets a ride to Mount Carmel Church for a weekly get-together with her friends.
A lot of old ladies make her confused.
For more than 10 years now, 20 or so Portuguese seniors gather in a recreation room at the church each week. They sit around tables and folding chairs, mostly women. Everyone is over the age of 70. As they arrive, each person pays $3.25. It's 25 cents for a game of bingo and $3 for lunch. Portuguese lunch.
A kale soup.
That's Lilina Matil, who brings her 84-year-old mother to the luncheon every week.
And chouriço, Portuguese. This is pineapple cake, and this is sweet rice.
Xavier unwraps the bowl and spoon she brought from home.
So is it nice to be with your friends?
Yes, I like very much, because everybody that's very close and, you know, talk, and that's very good.
She probably won't visit Portugal again. Her life here is in her Portuguese New Bedford, and every week she looks forward to getting together with this group that makes her feel at home. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Reynolds in New Bedford.